all the way from Johnson City, Tennessee. Give it up for Amethyst Kia.
here. Thank you all so much. Really want to thank Lost River Sessions for inviting me, adding me to the show. I've met Mipso, I guess, a couple years ago, and I've had the pleasure of seeing them perform a few times, and did a show with them in an Old Crow Medicine show in Galax a couple years ago, too. And so it's great to be added to this bill, and really want to thank Lost River Sessions. We did a session, I think earlier, either earlier this year or last year. The years are running together, but I remember being treated so well and had such a great time doing that session. So really excited to be back in Bowling Green again. And to this is my first show in Bowling Green, so yeah, it's cool to be back on the stage. So I'm gonna play some songs. I'll play some songs on some albums that I already have out, but I wanna play some songs from a new record that's entitled Wary and Strange, and it'll be coming out late spring, early summer of next year. Actually left the studio yesterday, recording in Asheville at Echo Mountain Studios. Absolutely amazing studio inside an old church, and it's great sound, and it's been a lot of fun. So. Anyway, this is one of the songs that that'll be on the new record, and it's called Firewater.
Spirit, and I'm still laying here crying on the floor, on the floor. So can you just leave me be? Being drenched in fire, water won't save me. I'll forsake the path of filth and flee. How many nights until I finally can breathe? How many spirits does it take to lift the spirit? I don't know, I don't know. 'Cause I bought every spirit and I'm still laying here crying on the floor, on the floor. So can you drenched in fire, water won't save me. I'll forsake the path of filth and flee. Can you just leave? Can you just leave? Can you just leave me be?
Thank you all. This is another song that I've been playing it for, I guess, been playing it for a couple years, so It's a little bit older than some of the newer ones that'll be on the record, but it'll be on there. And it's a love song, and it's called The Worst. So song is interesting. It was one of the songs that I actually ended up writing within 4 hours, which is very unusual. My job would be a lot easier if I could do that regularly, but it was a situation where it actually, at the time when I wrote the song, it was from the viewpoint of not wanting to mess up in the relationship and being anxious and worried that I was gonna say or do the wrong thing. And then looking back after the relationship ended, I realized that this is a song about a person that was walking on eggshells. And there's a big difference between wanting to be the best you can be and then walking on eggshells. There is sometimes we get those conflated. So yeah, this is The Worst.
Hold my hand.
Thank you.
We're gonna lay, darling,
down. Thank you.
So I thought I'd play a song from another project that I've been very honored to be part of called Songs of Our Native Daughters. And it's headed up by Rhiannon Giddens, formerly of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. And she reached out to myself and Layla McCullough, who was also part of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and Allison Russell from a group called Birds of Chicago. And we got together in Louisiana back in January 2018 in Dirk Powell's studio and cut a bunch of just really, I guess all of them, I guess just really powerful just work that it was amazing to just be a part of it and to, you know, be a part of something that's so much greater than yourself. And, you know, where a lot of the songs and the themes we touched on were based on slave narratives. So kind of channeling that energy to tell some of those stories in the form of song was a very powerful thing. But within that, there was also some songs that sort of are about triumph. I mean, that entire story, that entire, you know, part in history, path forward, it's a story of tragedy, but also a story of triumph, because a lot of us are here, at least all four of us were here because our ancestors were able to survive all of the things that they went through. So we wanted to add some songs in there about triumph as well. So this one is one that's based off of the song John Henry. Some of you may know that John Henry had a wife named Polly Ann, and she's mentioned usually in the song, because we all know John Henry as this, you know, huge folk hero that beat the steam drill and wasn't going to let, you know, didn't want technology to replace him as a person making a living. And Polly Ann is mentioned in the song as the wife that could do John Henry's job when he was sick. So she was, you know, a wife, a mother, taking care of the household, which is a very difficult job to do. So that the fact that she could also drive steel like a man, as the line says, is a very powerful, it's a very powerful figure in and of herself. So we thought that she deserved a story. So we took, so Allison and I co-wrote this song. We took a old John Henry melody and wrote some verses about Polly Ann. So this one's called Polly Ann's Hammer.
when Polly had a small baby on her knee, on her knee. Had a hammer in her left hand. Ain't no one as strong as me. This is the hammer killed John Henry. Won't kill me, won't kill me. This is the hammer killed your daddy. Throw it down and we'll be free.
Thank you. All right, well, thank y'all so much for coming out to the show. I've got a few more for you. Play one from my latest release, which is called Amethyst Kia and Her Chest of Glass. And I have that one, and then I've got that one on CD and on vinyl. I finally was able to bring a little bit of vinyl on the road with me. So I do have some here tonight. My dad, his name's Carl Phillips. He's out there selling merch. So. Go by and say hello. He's been there. He's been there since the very beginning. My parents bought the guitar when I was 13, and he heard me for the first 3 months struggling to get my hand-eye coordination down to strum the chords and do all the changes. So he's been there since the beginning and has been my number one fan and supporter. So it's cool to be able to have these moments to be able to travel on the road with him. It's been really cool. So. And he's able to come tonight too, so it's been good.
Now I'm the one that got away.
when you want someone, but they just don't feel the same, yeah. Oh, I was your wildebeest, but now find somebody else to be your prey.
Thank you. All right, so this next one is from, will be on the new album coming out next year. And this is about a dream that I had. And in the dream, it was about a person that I used to know that had been so badly just emotionally and physically abused by her family that even though when she tried her best to overcome those bad things that happened to her and in her moments of wanting to be a good person, at the end of the day, she struggled so much with that that she just didn't know how to treat people. And so you have to decide in those moments, do you stick around and hope for things to change, or do you walk away just to protect yourself? So this song's called Opaque.
A mouse's masquerade, and just like that, she washed away, washed away. When you spoke to me of love, how can I ever know if it was true? Excuses made to avoid the truth. Looks like I have to leave you alone in this rain. And just like that, she washed away. Washed away. Washed away, washed away, washed away, just like
All right, thank you all so much. Thanks again to Lost River Sessions. Thanks to Capitol Theater for hosting this event. Thanks to the sound crew for making it sound awesome in here so you all can hear me. It's been great. And also, hats off to the lights guy, whoever's doing lights. It's been a very fun, I love all the changes. It's been a lot of fun. I don't always have lights when I play shows, so this is really cool. Anyway, I thought I would also Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, amatheskia.com. I've got merch out in the lobby. If you want to follow me on any other shows I've got going on, just let me just follow me and try to keep up with what's going on. And I'll also announce the album release and all of that stuff. Anyway, I'll end my set with another song from Our Native Daughters. It's the first track, and I wrote it, and it's called Black Myself. Wash my face in the creek, but I'm black myself. I wanna sweep that down right off her feet, but I'm black myself. I'm tired of walking around with no shoes on, 'cause I'm black myself. And your precious God ain't gonna bless me, 'cause I'm black myself. Is he washing the blood of your chattel? 'Cause the lamb's rotted away. When they stop shipping work horses, they bet their own anyway. Ooh. I don't pass the test of the paper bag, 'cause I'm black myself. I pick the banjo up and they sneer at me, 'cause I'm black myself. You better lock your doors when I walk by, 'cause I'm black myself. I look you in your eyes, but you don't see me, 'cause I'm black myself. Is you washed in the blood of your chattel? 'Cause the lambs rotted away. When they stop shipping work horses, they bet they owed anyway. I'm black myself. I go anywhere that I wanna go, 'cause I'm black myself. And I'm surrounded by many loving arms, 'cause I'm black myself. And I'll stand my ground and smile in your face, 'cause I'm black myself. I wash away the blood and tears. I've been born brand new. There's no more workhorses, but still some work to do. 'Cause I'm black myself. 'Cause I'm black myself. 'Cause I'm black myself. 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 'Cause I'm black. Thank y'all so much. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Let's hear one more time for Amethyst Kia.